Greetings, beautiful ones. I am Ms. BJ Martin, and this is Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door. You see, a lot of us are running around here living in our shells. Some of us are putting muscles on our shells. Some of us are putting makeup on our shells. On this platform, leave that shell at the door. Just be free, be comfortable to be who you are in your own skin. Let's be slugs for a little while. Everyone is welcome to this show. There is no judgment on this platform. We keep it clean and we keep it cool. All right. See you later. Greetings, beautiful ones. I am Ms. BJ Martin, and this is Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door. Okay? It's okay to be a slug for a little while. All right. Without further ado, I'd like to bring in my special guest of the day, Pastor Paulette Harper.
Hello, hello, BJ. Thank you so much for having me on.
Greetings. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, wonderful. And yourself?
I am amazing. Thank you for asking. All right, so let's get into it. Paulette, where are you from?
I am from Northern California by way of the San Francisco Bay Area. So I live close to the city, about 40 minutes from San Francisco.
Oh, so were you born and raised? In that area?
Yeah, I was born and raised in, it's called the Pittsburgh Antioch area, which is East County. And I was born and raised here. I am the youngest of eight. And all of my family still live here in, in Northern California.
Oh, okay. And so what was it like growing up in Northern California?
What was it like growing up? Well, I was a baby. And so, it was really growing up with, a loving family of, you know, my mom was single. Mm-hmm. And there was eight of us. And so just really having that knit family unit where, you know, just, you know, family bonding and dinners with the family, which a lot of people don't do anymore, you know. Mm-hmm. But just really having that knit unit together.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I have a good friend that stays in Marina Del Rey. Is that Northern California or what?
I've heard of it, but I'm not really sure if that's Southern California or not.
Oh, okay. All right. So what did you want to be when you grow up?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I wanted to be a teacher, you know, because that's really all I saw growing up, you know, teaching and or being, a nurse or something like that. And so it wasn't until I was probably in my, 18, where I really had to think about the kind of career I wanted, you know. And so I actually went into accounting. So my background is in payables and receivables. And so I have done that particular field for over 20 something years. In fact, I retired in that field when I worked for 23 years. So that's my background in finance.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it says that you are a 12... Everybody listen to this. I need y'all to be quiet. Wait a minute. It says that you are a 12-time
best-selling, two-time, award-winning author, certified creative story coach and business coach, and she has been featured in CBS, ABC, the Sacramento Observer, CBN, and NBC. She has been on every television network. Wow, that is amazing. So you went from accounting to authoring, being an author.
Yeah, you know, when I started writing in 2008, and so just really started to take a shift in my life because I had went through a divorce, and that really changed the trajectory of my life to really start writing about, you know, my journey going through the divorce and pinning what that looked like. And so it was really a move of God on my life because it was a direction that I didn't plan for myself. It was a direction that God had, you know, ordained for me to go through. And so that really set me off to be an author. Not something that I had even thought about doing. None of my family members are authors. I have my close family members, you know, my siblings are not authors, but I have cousins, you know, that you know, have written poetry and whatnot. But it just really didn't have a motto in that area, and just really went on the unction from the Lord to just really begin to write my story about going through divorce, and that just really thrust me in this area of being an author.
Okay, and you know, that's interesting because most people that I talk to, and even through my experiences, it's always something kind of, you know, kind of traumatic or devastating, yeah, or something, yeah, that, you know, is the catalyst, mm-hmm, to your either your, yeah, spiritual journey or your success, or just or the catalyst to a whole new direction that your life goes into.
I totally agree with you. And a lot of times, you know, our purpose is pushed through the pain that we go through, you know. And, you know, if you go through something that's very devastating, such as I did with my divorce, or anything that you face in life that just really set you on a different tailspin in life, it's really about us learning the lessons and really trying to ask God, okay, how can I build from this? You know, because I'm not going to let this kill me. You know, I'm not just going to let my experiences go to waste. And how can I begin to just really package my pain so that I can begin to monetize it? And that's really what I started doing, not even realizing that was the direction God was taking me.
Right.
I just, you know, for some of us, for me, I'll just say this, for me, I just happened to fall into a place and when I surrendered to the Lord saying, yeah, I'll write my story, and just really saying yes to whatever that looked like, you know, and then just allowing him to just orchestrate my life and just really rebuild it. Yes. And he rebuilt it by me being able to share my story, just, you know, being real with who I was, being real with my readers, telling them, hey, yeah, I was married to a pastor and this is what happened to me, you know, yes, and just owning my own truth and walking in that. And I was just seeing God do some amazing things with that.
Yes, and I truly believe too that God, universe, whatever your spiritual belief is, I believe they kind of cornered you and they put you in a position to where you can't go anywhere else but to them and go within, you know?
Yeah.
Like you have nowhere else to go. You're going in and you're going to come up to us.
Yeah.
We're going to work this thing out. And I do believe that we all have different experiences that we must go through so that we can be relatable.
Yeah.
Right, to other people around us, because people, yeah, they're not gonna listen to you really if you haven't been through it.
They, oh my God,
I don't know, but she hasn't been through it. But yes, I truly believe that each of us has a lesson and an assignment assigned to our lives.
Yeah.
We have no idea, because you got married, you didn't think you were gonna be going through a divorce. No, you don't go into thinking that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
You have been a blessing to many. Wow.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, I say this a lot, you know, I went in, you know, into my marriage, I didn't have a plan B, you know, and you fall back, you have the Lord, of course. For me, I have the Lord. And so it was really about me allowing him to just really reconstruct my life, you know, in a way, in a fashion that I could have never, ever did it on my own, you know. And so, yeah, it is really about being relatable, as you mentioned. And that's, you know, the thing about storytelling. People want to know that you've experienced something. People want to be able to identify you, because apart from that, we're not going to be the impact that we need to be in with a world that really, really does need to be impactful for, you know, either with the gospel, with our messages, with our lessons, our experiences in life. That's the connection between us and readers, and with us and people that listen to us. That's the connection. That's what bonds us together, is we've been relatable to them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so let's get it. I see a couple of titles. I'm going to read this, you guys. You listen. Okay? She is the Pastor Paulette Harper. That's she. She is the author of 4 number one best-selling book collaborations. Okay, so before I go into this, have you written your own individual book, or have you just been doing collaborations?
No, I have. I have about 8 of my own solo work.
Oh, excuse me. How dare me?
And then the 4 collaborations, you know.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. Okay. So let's talk about the ones that you wrote first, okay, and then we'll go into your collaborations.
Okay. Okay. So when I started writing my story about going through my divorce, that book was done in 2008, which is called That Was Then, This Is Now, This Broken Vessel Restored. And so that really launched me into this entrepreneur space, authorship space. And so from there, I wrote my second nonfiction book, which is called Completely Whole. And then I had to nudge the itch to write fiction. You know,
wow.
I wanted to write a fiction, a romance story, you know, and God gave me the storyline. So that's my award-winning novel, which is called Secret Places Revealed. It is an inspiration fiction novel. And then I wrote another, you know, novella, which is called Living Separate Lives. So a lot of my books are, I started out writing nonfiction, and most of my books are nonfiction except for my novel and then my novella that I've written. I have a children's book too. Let me get
yes,
shout out to my children's book.
Please shout out the children's book. What's the name of that book?
Yeah, my children's book is called Princess Nevaeh's Lessons on Self-Discovery. It's about me and my then, she was 6. Yeah, she was my 6-year-old granddaughter, and now she's in a teenager now, but we were having this dialogue. One day she said to me, Mimi, she knew I was a writer. And she said, Mimi, can you put my name in a book? And I said, okay, I'm going to write a book about you, you know? And so she gave me 2 weeks to get this book done. She came back a couple weeks later. She said, Mimi, where's my book at? I said, you know what? Give Mimi a little bit of time. She going to get it done. You know? So I wrote that book. And it's about having dialogue with me and her having this dialogue about being a princess, you know, and really giving her affirmations and letting her know that she was already a princess. It wasn't something that, you know, she'll get when she's older. No, you already a princess, you know, and just really building affirmation in her at that age.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh. do you have any of the books near you? Do you have anything near you right now?
I would have to leave from where I'm sitting.
That's okay.
I have them too.
Yeah, I know. Look, now that's okay. That's okay. We're gonna leave, have all your information where we can get all that, all your books and all that available. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so now it says, let's talk about your collaborations.
Yeah,
you can go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So probably about maybe 4 years ago, I started to do book collaborations. And so I wanted to offer my platform to those who had stories. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my authors that I've helped, they're first time authors, which is amazing, mm-hmm. amazing. And so I have done, you know, 4 anthologies and have worked with over 80 authors. Making them best-selling authors. And so absolutely love to be able to share their stories with the world. And so just really having an opportunity to present to readers, you know, these authors who have written amazing, amazing stories. I love doing book collaborations. I have one coming out actually in April called The Breaking Point. And so there's about 19 authors in that book and it's both men and women that are in these stories and giving them the opportunity to just write one chapter and not have to just really be focused on writing an entire book. It gives them the opportunity to just be focused on one story, but having the power to become an author and then also become a possible bestseller as well.
That's awesome. So it says, the name of those books are Arise from the Ashes, Women Who Soar, Resilience in Hard Times, For Such a Time as This, and soon to be released, The Breaking Point.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was a part, actually, I'm a first time author as well. I did a collaboration with, with Vanessa Blackwell on Finding Joy in the Journey.
Okay. Yes.
Part of the contributing writers group as well, On It Magazine.
Yes.
On It Magazine.
Yes.
And I found that experience to be very rewarding. And I love the camaraderie of being a part of that. Being a part of the anthology allowed me to meet a lot of other women, you know, who are doing so many amazing things, you know. And that's how I, then I got introduced to Marisa.
Okay.
Through the anthology from, from Finding Joy in the Journey. So you just never know who you're going to meet and who's doing what.
Yeah.
Even before that, Tina D. Lewis, my friend and coach, she brought me on to the anthology project. So it's like, you know, it's like building blocks. You're here, then you go here, then you go here. So I would tell anyone if they, got invited to be a part of an anthology or, want to participate in one or start one or whatever, I say go for it because there's so many there's so many connections when it comes to those type of books.
I really
enjoy that. And I've only done one and you've done about 1,000. So I know, millions of people.
Well, I invite you to join me on my next anthology project.
Yes, please do. Let me know, because I think it's amazing, and you can, like I said, reach more people too.
Yeah,
people that I don't know, maybe you don't know. We kind of, everybody's kind of, hand over hand, everybody's getting everybody's friends and connects. So I think it's a beautiful experience.
Yeah, there are so many benefits to being part of an anthology. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think about, promoting your book on your own. You have the other authors that where they take their books, you go right along with them, And that's a great thing. And you talk about building relationships, mm-hmm. and that's a great opportunity to do that as well, because you don't really know what relationship can lead you to, what other opportunities they may come through people. I mean, such as this one right here, with Marisa, So it's a great thing to be able to be part of an anthology and to share your message. And then you're on the same journey with everyone else, experiencing the same impact about becoming an author and the excitement that comes along with it. So I definitely encourage anybody, if you are afraid to, write your own solo book, because it can be a very daunting experience just thinking about it. Do a book collaboration with, a group of other, men and women who want to, become best-selling authors as well.
Yes, and that is the goal, best-selling. Yeah, because yeah, we were best-selling authors too. So it's like, you know, you're a best-selling author, and I'll be forgetting, because I'm always in a state of humility, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm always in, you know, full of gratitude, you know, every day. So I stay in this place where I'm like, okay, I am that, you know. Yeah. Wow, you know. I'm trying to get too big-headed, you know.
No, you know what? You're not, because it takes a lot of work to get there. You know, it's just not something that just is handed to you. You had to write a story to get there. You know, you had to write a story, you had to promote it, you had to get readers to buy into it. And so it is something that you've earned, you know, and I think that you boldly accept what God has given you and allowed you to experience, you know. I mean, my goodness, he knows you're humble. He knows that you couldn't do it without him. Yes. He knows all of that, you know, but it's work, you know. Mm-hmm. And just like, you know, with my fiction novel, it's an award-winning novel. I'm grateful for that. But that took a lot of work for me. Editing and proofreading and storyline and dialogue and characters. It takes a lot of work to get, you know, to the
editing.
Yeah. You know,
I'm working on a poetry book now.
Okay.
And I have all the poems in there. It's the editing part that's driving me crazy.
That's why you hire somebody to edit for you.
I know it, but I'm doing a lot of learning, you know.
Okay.
I'm self-taught with a lot of things. So then the next go around, I will know to hire someone. At least I'll know, you know, what they're doing and how much time it takes. And I'll know if they're messing around or not.
Yeah.
Yes. And like you say, it's not about being big head or anything too. This is also to showing other people that I did it, you can do it too.
Yes, exactly.
You know? So exactly. That's how I see you too, maybe as an inspiration.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, now let's get into your business coaching.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
So I actually just got certified, oh my God, within the last month. And I've always wanted to, you know, to help entrepreneurs create their businesses, you know, and just really be a conduit, a supply for them. And so my business coaching really does help the entrepreneur establish themselves as a business legally. And then me showing them, you know, the different options that they can, you know, use and what they need to do to put in, you know, the things that they need to be in place, you know, as a business. And so, you know, mine is entrepreneurs. That's my focus, entrepreneurs. Okay. And so what I want to do is once someone is, you know, goes through, you know, any one of my programs, be an author in any of my books, I want them to not just think about the book and that's it, you know, because the money is really in the services. And I want them to have a mindset of being an entrepreneur and that there are other streams of income that can come from this just one book, you know. And so they can, you know, be coaches and speakers and just really establish themselves in this industry, but also being a business. And so, you know, my business coaching really does help them establish that. And then knowing that, you know, they can have a great business, they can learn the ropes, they can learn the tools and have the strategies on becoming the business that, you know, they can really strive with.
Okay. And so is that the creative story coach part? Is that a combination or is that something separate?
Well, it's my Elevate Her Story University and Coaching Program, Coaching Academy. It is one of the same, you know. So it's, you know, my coaching academy really is me coaching my authors and coaching coaches and whatnot. And, what strains from that is the business coaching to really give them and show them that they have options, you know, going through one of my coaching programs. It is, you know, based on, you know, becoming an author. And then from there, it is about establishing themselves as if the author wants to, you know, create a business, then they have opportunity to do that as well.
Okay. Wow. So that's like a two-in-one kind of service you have going on. It's like you covered it. No, you don't have to go here. So I got you on that end too.
Okay. Okay. Just stay right here. I got you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Wow. Oh, this has been an amazing conversation. Thank you so much for joining me on my show. I've loved it.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So before we go, what is one piece of advice or an encouraging word or whatever you want to leave the audience with?
Yeah. One of the things that I would just say is,
You know what? Wait a minute. Hold that thought. Let's go back real quick. Even though it's on the screen, just give us, because I might have left something off or in case I didn't cover everything, where you can be reached. And then we'll go into your thoughts.
Okay. Yeah. So you can reach me on my website, which is pauletteharper.com. And those authors who have a book that they need to promote, you can go to my website, which is WNL Book Tours. I organize virtual book tours to help promote authors virtually. And I'm on Facebook as Pastor Paulette Harper, also Pastor P. I'm on Clubhouse, Paulette Harper, Twitter, IG, as Paulette Harper as well. And my books, you can check out my books on Amazon under my profile, Paulette Harper.
Awesome. Well, she across the board, she got you covered. She like, you ain't got to go nowhere. She has no, there's no excuse why you can't find her. Okay, you're not saying no.
yes, definitely.
Yes. All right.
And so I would just say for those who, my last words would just really be, you have the ability to do anything that you want to do. And if you know that, then just really walk in that and do it, and God gives us the desires of our hearts, and don't let, fear or, money or lack of resources, those external and internal objections stop you from fulfilling your God-given purpose, because people do need you.
Awesome. Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautifully said. Thank you so much, Pastor Paulette Harper, for joining me on my show. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and I want to say thank you to the Own It magazine platform. We appreciate you as well. And before I go, the last word I would like to say would be, remember, just like the sun, you are necessary. I love y'all.